Hello, welcome to your latest edition of the Overview Show. I've got three joining me today. I can't remember how many I usually have. It feels like I have Damien Cavanagh in about four or five. But I've got Mike Kearney. I've got Ashley Getty making his debut. Yes, that one. the Black Sheep of the Families, we've just been talking. And Neil Atkinson is back from his USA Odyssey. You've been back all week, though, haven't you, Neil? You've done other shows. I just haven't been listening. That's the truth. Right, let's look back before we look forward to the Liverpool, not quite month ahead, because we're going to do six games because the games are coming so thick and fast and you want more overviews, not less. So I'm not going to try and cram in 20 games, which would be a month's worth. Looking back, the weirdest of months, mainly because we haven't really played very much because of events elsewhere. Ashley, what you said, oh no, we don't have to reflect on the shit stuff, do we? Well, we do. We're going to reflect on two things, really, because they're three games. The horror show in Napoli, actually the derby that preceded it, tale of what might have been, I think, and then the reprieve, I've called it, against Ajax. How do you feel about Liverpool's form as it now stands?
Patchy, in all honesty, Rob. I think, you know, when the season started, it was full of anticipation and high hopes, and we just really didn't start on the front foot, really, from the word go. And that just sort of carried on through August into early part of September, both in Europe and in the Premier League. And I think the break came probably at the right time for everyone involved in the club, with injuries, form, and, you know, general results that we were getting. I want to forget all those results, if possible, really, Rob, because Napoli was a game that, you know, reminded me of the Hodgson era, if anything.
We managed to hold Napoli away in the Hodgson era. Yeah. Let's not do Roy down there. I was there. Classic 0-0.
But, you know, the derby, yeah, we could have won that game, but equally we could have lost it as well. So I think that the draw was probably a result where we were happy to get away with it because Cody could have scored and we could have got beat. But I think now, wipe the slate clean, we've got a big October. And, you know, we're going to have another break come November with the World Cup. So it's almost a stop-start October to November. But I think if we can get points on the board through October and you know, do well in Europe, I think it'll give us a good platform going into the Christmas period after the World Cup.
And that's been your overview show. Very good overview, Ashley. It's a flying start.